This is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
Hit me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who watches this out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports King.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Hello, everyone. This is Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. You are listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio. And we are glad to be back here for the start of the 2016 NFL season. What an intro, I must say. And I am joined here at our Parker University studios in Dallas, Texas. The man who has given me more grief about not having a nickname. You just heard it a few minutes ago, folks. Please welcome to the show, Hot Rod Johnson.
It is about time. That's all I have to say. You know, it took you an entire summer. Actually, it took you all of last year and an entire summer just to put hot in front of my name. I'm afraid to ask for a pay increase. That'll never happen. My kids will be starving, but I finally got a nickname. I feel like I have accomplished something.
Baby steps here on SB Nation Radio, man. It is good to be back, folks. We have been off the entire summer. We are only days away from the start of the 2016 NFL season. It's going to kick off here next Thursday between
Thursday. Super Bowl rematch.
First ever Super Bowl rematch between the previous Super Bowl participants. That's going to be the Carolina Panthers at the Denver Broncos. And at this point in time, do we even know who the Denver quarterback is going to be?
Well, we know who it's not going to be. It's going to be Simeon. But that quarterback situation right there, and I know we're going to talk about our picks later on, but me and Gene, where Denver was last year, let's put it to you like this, Gene. The outcome of this game would not be the same as the outcome of the Super Bowl.
True, but I mean, a lot of things have changed. And we, like you said, we're going to get into this, folks, a little bit later on in the show. The show is brought to you by ONFX.com. Affordable websites at a great price. These folks have been with us for a few years. Visit ONFX.com and make your business stand out. You can also check out the Sports Kings website. That's sportskings.net. They put our website together as well. So a little bit of history about this show, folks. And for those of you joining us from the SBNation.com and SB Nation Radio, we certainly have been doing this patented NFL Weekly Countdown show on radio now for several years. One of the only types of show that you're going to hear on radio. I mean, we count down every single game every week. We don't leave anything out. No. And you get a bonus, folks. We do the predictions. We do the highlights, analysis. And occasionally we will have some guests. We will bring some players on here and chastise them about their play, you know, from the previous week, or even just kind of talk about what's going to happen. So this is why you want to stick with this show for the next 24 weeks. You know, just pencil us in every Sunday.
Is it that long?
We got 24 weeks of this, man. Every Sunday, 6 a.m. Eastern time on your local station there. Check your local listings there. But this SB Nation Radio, it's the Sports Kings. Yeah, 24 weeks, Rod.
I got to sit in front of you every morning, every Sunday morning. I'm going to church. I got to get to church right after we finish this show because I can't sit with you every Sunday morning for 24 weeks in a row.
I don't know what church you got to go to because the early service don't start to 8.
So, I can wait.
Anyway, let's go ahead and put some topics out there because, wait a minute. I got to, you know, we have a couple of different studios, okay? We're at our Parker University studios, and our producer, he has been with us for a couple of years. Steve Paul, he is making the sounds sound the way they sound. And when we are at our corporate headquarters in Houston, there's Mike Pearson and all his guys down there, Joe George, the folks at SB Nation Radio, they make us sound good as well. So anyway, hey, big topics we're going to talk about. We know that the NFL preseason has come to an end. Teams now, Rod, will get ready to, you know, kind of trim down to 53. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that they started, 99 or something? And
150 or something.
Crazy. Yeah. I was at the Houston Texans Saints preseason game a couple of weeks ago, and right before the singing of the national anthem, I could not believe that the Saints players stretched from one end zone to the other. That's how many players they had on the field.
That's how it goes. I mean, it's all about opportunity, and that's what they give those guys, an opportunity. So you can't say you didn't get an opportunity. You were one of 370 that were considered a part of that team.
True. So, and that's exactly. That's what we like about the NFL. So, We will be talking about the NFC, AFC divisions. Me and Rod will pick every division winner, sort of prognosticate what we think might happen, up and to including, you never heard that word before, prognosticate. That's what we do, Rod.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, we don't have time to put your Google down, man.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
We got time for that stuff today. So we're going to talk about every division in the NFL. And we also will pick our AFC and NFC champions, and we're going to take it all the way to a Super Bowl prediction.
Let's do it.
And we're going to also talk about, let's just get into this one big topic here, man. Of course, I mean, right before the season even started, there's a controversy, and we would not be journalists or broadcast men if we didn't chime in on this. Colin Kaepernick decided not to stand for the national anthem for whatever reasons. He did make those reasons known. You can go to our SB Nation Sports King site on Facebook and check out that article by SBNation.com. But anyway, Colin Kaepernick is right now the biggest news in the NFL as we get ready to start the season.
Yes, he is, Mean Gene. And, you know, Mean Gene, you can start everywhere when it comes to this topic, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm kind of confused. And the reason, Mean Gene, that I'm confused with this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, he sat down doing the national anthem. You know, I guess you can expound on that more because you served in the military, and I know the flag probably means a lot more to you than me because you fought for the flag. I'm very proud of the flag, too, because it represents the United States. But, Mean Gene, when you go out and look at some of these comments that people are saying, I know these are football fans, and even some of the executives are saying, the NFL has people that has been convicted for numerous of crimes, domestic violence, drugs. Look at all the drug suspensions we got right now.
Right.
You know, rape, any little thing you can think of, there's been some type of issue with the NFL. Not only are they policy violators of the NFL, but they are policy violators of this great nation of the United States.
Right.
But we still cheer them on. We're going to cheer them on Thursday night on the field.
Right.
We're going to cheer them on next Sunday and Monday and keep going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
This man did something that is not against anybody's rules, but we boo him. We hate him. I don't understand it. I really don't understand that. So the same people and I'm not saying that I agree with what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he had a stance he wants to take, there are other ways that he can go about doing it. But at the same time, I don't understand how we're going to cheer all these other criminals that we have, all these criminals we have on the field. It's going Josh Gordon went number one in my fantasy football draft. But mm-hmm. you're going to boo Colin Kaepernick for what he did, something that he, by the grace of God, he has the right to do.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I honestly do not understand. The other day I was driving, I saw someone with a Confederate flag on one side of the truck and an American flag on the other side of the truck. But they want to question him being a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. And I guess that, and I'm not trying to understand it because I'm sick of listening to it, but I just don't understand. It seems like we're more concerned about the colors on that flag as opposed to the colors of the person standing next to you in line at the mall, at the grocery store. And I wonder, are we mad because we disrespected the flag? Or are we mad because of the comments that he said and why he did it? That's where I need to understand. And then maybe I can understand more.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rod, that's a good point. And I don't know if we're going to understand. I'll tell you what, looking at the 49ers play their first game on September 12th. Thank goodness, because September 11th, the NFL is going all out. It's been 15 years since the 9/11 attacks. And, I mean, you're talking about patriotism. It's going to be all over the place. So the timing is sort of bad for Mr. Kaepernick.
Well, I don't expect him to make the roster. I mean, I think he will be unemployed. I mean, you see what happened to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf in basketball when he did his Islamic prayer during the national anthem, and he got pretty much blackballed out of basketball.
And believe it or not, that could happen. I mean, this guy could probably not even be on a football playing field. But the thing I look at, and I do agree, everybody has rights. You know, I mean, if you see some white supremacist groups, they would chant, march, and do this. They have a right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick has a right to do it. But I like to put it back on the football field. How does it affect the team? What about the guys that you will be standing behind, the center, the offensive line? What about the fans?
It's not because those guys have a job to do. The fans are going to boo, but they're still going to pay their money so they can come boo. The executives don't care about
that. But what about the pressure it puts on first-year coach Chip Kelly, who comes in there? I mean, he leaves one controversy in Philly and comes to another. I mean, but you just said something earlier. This might be a moot point because Blaine Gabbert might be the starter. Yeah. He might be the starter now because of the controversy. Oh, you know,
I think he was going to be the starter regardless.
Pretty much. But, so, yeah. and you know, they tried to trade Kaepernick. This could have been Denver's problem or wherever he was, you know, scheduled to go. But nevertheless, you know, it is what it is. So, hey, I know we're winding down here on this first segment here of the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to get into our divisional picks here. So, folks, grab your coffee, stick around.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. It's our NFL Weekly Countdown show with Mean Gene, Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson, getting you ready for the start of the 2016 NFL season. And right before the break, we were wrapping up the Colin Kaepernick situation, Rod, which, you know, this might be a moot point. Colin Kaepernick might be a full-time protester, spokesman, whatever it is you want to call him, because he may not even have a team to play for in 2016.
You're right. He may not have a team. I mean, because it's going to start out with Blaine Gabbert taking the position, and then he may just end up being blackballed. San Francisco will owe him a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, he's someone that's trying to make a statement for something he feels very, very strong about. It's been some very ignorant views from all sides. I just want to know, are we mad because the flag situation? Are we mad because of what he said because of the flag? Because, me and Gene, real quick, Gene, mm-hmm. what I wonder, they question him being, you know, his patriotism, right?
But there's a reason why, right? He converted to Islam. So that's another, I mean, is that another factor that might be, I mean, this is just, it's a political year, and we don't really get into that stuff here on the Sports Kings, NFL Weekly Countdown Show, but just a lot of factors are going into this because he just converted to Islam, and he has a right to do that. So it's just bad timing on that, this whole thing, and it's the 15th anniversary of 9/11. I just see the PR nightmare. I can just see the public relations guy for the 49ers just going crazy right about now. You know, so.
Right.
I mean, but anyway, Rod, I tell you what, folks, and if we're not talking about this on the air, folks, you can always follow us. We have a Facebook page. It's SB Nation Sports Kings. Go and like us on Facebook, and we put a ton of articles and our opinions on there. And you can also follow us on Twitter. Mean Gene, I am at Sports Kings, at Sports Kings.
And I am Rod on Twitter at YSK Rod, and that's YSK Rod on Twitter. Tell us what you think. Tell me, hey, tweet me and tell me how crazy Gene sound. I won't tell him you said.
Okay, and likewise, folks. Rod, let's go ahead and start with the NFC South, and there's a reason why I want to start with him, because that is where the NFC South champions who represented the NFC in the Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers in that division, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Buccaneers. So, quickly on the Panthers. So, this team loses Josh Norman, and, you know, later in the year, we're going to have our great friend that covers the Panthers out there, Dustin Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. You will hear that name on a regular basis here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown show. But hey, so you lose one defender in Josh Norman, but you pick up one hell of a wide receiver that didn't play last year, and that's Mr. Benjamin.
Yeah, he should come back from injury, and the biggest thing I gave the Carolina Panthers last year, and I kept giving them, was they had the worst receiving core in the NFL. He's definitely an upgrade. He's going to help Greg Olsen. He's going to help him out. He's going to help Ted Ginn Jr. Ted Ginn Jr. is still going to continue to run straight and catch the long ball. So, I mean,
speedster.
The running game is there. 15-1 last year. I doubt very seriously if they go that route again. but I do pick them to win this division. Atlanta, they're 8-8, still struggling under Dan Quinn to get their identity on defense. Vic Beasley is definitely going to play. He's a little too small to play that defensive end role, but I think he's going to play very well on that linebacker, as a linebacker. Then you got the New Orleans Saints. It seems like they're slightly getting back to be the Aints. Don't know what's going on with the Saints sometimes. I mean, Drew Brees and Mark Ingram.
Yeah, Mark Ingram.
Name me a playoff defense right now. Defense.
On defense, I can't help you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Brandon Cooks on offense. I mean, there's some offensive players that's going to be there. But you're right, though. I do believe that team is going to take a step backwards. They have no defense. And, I mean, even if they, you know, put up a lot of points, which they still have a threatening offense, but you're right, no defense. So, I just, when you look at that division, you got to go. What about the Falcons?
The Falcons, I love what they did. They're going to get Sanu. I mean, you still got the weapons with Julio Jones. Matty Ice, I don't know if he's getting too cold sometimes. We're going to have to see how he fought. But, you know, I still think with the, you know, that Dan Quinn.
Because Quinn's still working the Kings out.
Starting 5-0 last year and then counting journaling down. You know, they finished 3-8.
Well, they didn't see the Panthers coming. I mean, the Panthers put it on everybody.
Don't forget about Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, no, I was not happy because I'm a Lovie Smith guy. But I really like what Dirk Cotter is bringing to the team. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator last year, so he's familiar with Winston. Winston is familiar with him. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston started to come on towards the end of the year last year.
He really did.
And I can only see him continuing to elevate his play. I honestly think Tampa Bay may run for that second place in the division this year, being Jameis.
You know, I'm going to agree with you only because Jameis Winston, a big quarterback. Look at the targets this guy got to go to. He's got Vincent Jackson. He's got, I mean, Mike Evans been killing it in the preseason here. I mean, and you got your running game. You got enough to throw defenses off. Doug Martin had a pretty good year last year. So,
yeah, he did.
So, I mean, I would agree. So, looking at just rounding out the NFC South, so we got Carolina. Probably toss up between the Falcons and the Bucks, and of course we know the Saints are just going to finish dead last.
I think the Saints will definitely finish dead last. I think Carolina will probably go 11-5, 12-4, but I honestly think Tampa Bay will go 9-7 this year.
Well, let's look at this one here before we get to the end of the break. The AFC East, all right, interesting this year more so because man, this division is now loaded. Okay, Tom Brady's going to be out for the first four games. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to lead this team. And New England is going to do what New England do.
Yeah.
Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills. Mm. Three quarterbacks on the roster. EJ Manuel, got Mr. Cardale Jones, a rookie, an experienced rookie as far as winning championships. I mean, that's a good plus to have. Mm-hmm. Won't see much of him. But you also got the starter, Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
All right, so they play in a new stadium. You know how that is. Anytime you get something new, look at us. We new on SB Nation Radio. New, right? But Rex Ryan, a name that I know that you're not really crazy about, his brother, Rob Ryan. So
that helps.
But the defense, they picked up two kids out of the SEC. They got Shaq Lawson. They got Reggie Ragland, rookies that will start on defense. But, Rob, you cannot tell me, look, they got Reggie Bush comes in there. You got Mr. LeSean McCoy. Okay, and then you got the running back from Arkansas, Jonathan Williams. You know, they cut Carlos Williams because he came in 300 pounds almost. and then you got Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins.
Have the weapons. Yes, they do. They have the weapons, and the contract that they gave Tyrod Taylor was phenomenal on both sides. It worked for both sides. If he doesn't work out in a couple of years, that little money that he's going to get guaranteed is not going to hurt them at all. But me and Gene, like I said last year, and I'm going to continue to say, Rex Ryan, and now he brought his brother. That was the worst thing for Cardale Jones' career to go up under Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan, tell me one quarterback that he has developed to be a winner or to even play well.
I know he left a mess in New York with Geno. I mean, that won't even matter as much. And I know we're winding down a little bit here on this first second segment. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the Jets because that's another interesting team. And Tannehill and what they got going on down there. And Miami is interesting as well.
I want to finish with the Brady. Bills. I see where you're going with the Bills. I want to finish with the Bills.
Okay, because I'm just saying, four games out, I don't know what New England's going to do, but you got to take advantage of it. You got to take advantage of a Tom Brady not being on the field for 4 weeks. So Very interesting. So, folks, hey, I hope by now you are on your first cup of coffee. Go ahead and wrap that up and grab your second cup of coffee, because when we come back, we got more football here on SB Nation Radio. It's the Sports Kings, Mean Gene, Hot Rod.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Once again, folks, you're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson, getting you ready for the 2016 NFL season, which is right around the corner. Once again, the show is brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. You can get a premium website at an affordable price, onfx.com. Rod, right before the break, we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. So you see where I was trying to go with this. But let's just finish the AFC East, because Tom Brady will not be on the field for 4 weeks. Even the Buffalo Bills will avoid him. They play up in New England week four without Brady. So That's the leverage that they can get on that division. Depending on what they do in their first four games. I'm talking about New England. But I just like Buffalo chances probably to finish second place. Maybe, who knows, maybe finish first. We don't know what's going to happen. But let's talk about another team, Rex Ryan's old team and the New York Jets. Todd Bowles doing a great job there. The signing of Ryan Fitzpatrick was huge.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, that turned their season completely around.
Huge.
I mean, Gene, when I say completely, around. Because if he had to walk in that season
with Geno, I mean, nobody is giving my man Geno.
Now, this Geno been in trade rumors because of the unfortunate injury to, oh, my goodness, we're going to talk about Minnesota and, you know, Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yes.
If you're a football fan, keep him in your prayers, because some of the stuff that I've been hearing about his injury is just bad. But there have been rumors about him going there. There's been rumors about him coming to Dallas, you know, to be a backup to Dak.
Geno Smith has no place in the NFL.
None whatsoever.
I'm sorry.
None whatsoever. So, you know, you still have that wide receiver core. You pick up Matt Forte. The defense is going to be on point. I like what the Jets and what Buffalo can do.
Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall and Decker. I like what Buffalo and the Jets can do while the New England Patriots are on hold.
Right. On hold.
They're on hold.
Yeah.
You know?
But now, Jimmy Garoppolo did not look bad in the preseason. But I have to say, that system, you see where that system is going, right? Mm-hmm. New England's still doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They still running the same play down your throat.
Why would they change?
Well, I mean, why would they? Because it works.
Yeah.
And you don't even have Brady on the field. You don't have Gronkowski on the field, you know, during the preseason. They still making plays.
If he comes in and puts up the same exact numbers Brady puts up, Brady should be benched and not go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you got it. Where did you get this from? You know what? I don't know if SB Nation has a drug testing policy. I hope they do, because your ass is going to take a test, man. I can't believe you said something like
me
that.
Me and Gene, because it's proof in the pudding that it's not Tom Brady's greatness.
You tried to say it's the system. It's a little too late. To say it's the system now. What, four Super Bowls?
It's the system.
You want to take this guy out the Hall of Fame running now? Yeah. It's too late for
he
that.
He should
man.
Lose his job and be a bench player for the rest of his career.
Well, hey, I tell you what. Miami Dolphins.
New England fans, I was just joking.
Right. He's serious.
Stop cursing me out. Don't start tweeting me. I was just joking.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins, don't look bad. Every once in a while, there are teams that go from worst to first.
This won't
it
be
happens
one.
In every division. I'm not saying
this won't be,
but
one.
Are we still going to sleep on Tannehill? They got Aaron Foster, the rejuvenated.
Okay,
Aaron Foster is going to come back, and
all of our friends in Houston, when you said they kind of cringe, because he still owes them some playing time because he stayed hurt. He's not going to and I'm not wishing this or praying this on anybody. He's injury prone. He continues to get hurt, so his production is always down. Ryan Tannehill will be that quarterback to get you to that corner, and he's afraid to jump, so he's going to turn around and go back.
Okay.
I still see Miami being last in this division.
Who wins this division? Are we going to go with the system in New England? Or are we going to say Buffalo's going to sneak up there?
How can you not go with New England?
Because if they're 4-0, and before Brady gets back,
they're not going to be 4-0. They may be 2-2.
Well, I'm just saying, if they're 4-0 and Brady hasn't touched the field, then they are going to. I mean, did you know, like, over the last 10 seasons?
Mean Gene. So you're looking at, they're at the Cardinals.
That's
on a
tough
Monday night game.
That
9-11,
is a tough one.
And then home against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Then they are at home with the Texans, and they're home with the Bills. The
Texans at home is not a guaranteed win.
So,
with Mr. Six,
you're looking at four games, and three of them they're in New England.
And they got Buffalo on the fourth one.
They got Buffalo in the fourth one. You may be looking at 2-2.
Yeah, I could see 2-2.
You may be looking at 2-2.
And that's why I say, so Buffalo has a chance. Even the Jets have a chance. I just think Buffalo is more stacked on defense and offense.
I think the Jets have a great chance as well. Tannehill, I like the pickup. Not Tannehill, I'm sorry. Fitzgerald, I like the pickup of Matt Forte is definitely going to help them move forward. So I'm still going to get a division to New England.
Okay, I will too. Let's look at the NFC West, where we have the Cardinals you just mentioned. How about this now? The Los Angeles Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks. I got to say that we talk about this man crush. Well, you know, the coach, Mr. Bruce Arians. That's my man crush. This guy is so cool. I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to win the division. I don't think it's going to be close between second, third, and fourth in that division. I know the Rams are going to do well because they're playing out in Los Angeles once again. 49ers is a mess. And Seattle, I don't know. I really didn't like what I saw in the preseason with Seattle. And I know that team is going to be defensively ready, but I just think the Cardinals are going to run away with this division. I don't think they're going to lose a game division.
I think that entire division depends on Jimmy Graham. If Jimmy Graham is able to come back the way that they're saying that he can come back, I really think it's going to be on Jimmy Graham. He can make a difference in Seattle that will help them win those two games in with Arizona. Now, granted, Arizona has a great defense. They have a great defense. Now, as you saw in their preseason game, I was watching their third preseason game. Their backup quarterbacks are not that great. Still don't understand why they didn't go out and get a backup in the draft. But their backup quarterbacks are not that great. But their offense is – your man crush has that offense that's going phenomenal. So
if Carson Palmer can start reading defenses a little bit better, he's still throwing picks, scary picks.
He's fine. It was preseason. I think he's fine. I'm with you. Arizona and Seattle close behind.
Okay, and now let's look at the AFC West. This is where your defending Super Bowl champions are coming from, the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Chargers. And I tell you what, say what you want about Denver. So Mr. Simeon is going to be the quarterback. Yes. Denver still has a defense. They still got somewhat of an offense. Denver will be competitive, okay? And they got a decent quarterback. Paxton Lynch is probably going to be the backup the way it looks, right? The sleeper team in this division, I think the Raiders are going to surprise people.
I do, too. I was going to say the exact same thing. I think you're looking at my notes. I think the Raiders will surprise some people this year. It's about time. They've been on the cusp of trying to do some damage.
It's been 10 years.
San Diego. you sound like a hurt Raiders fan, Gene.
Well, that is one of my favorite teams.
And San Diego, this whole Joey Bosa thing, he's overrated. I think he knew he was overrated. That's why he
wanted to. We're still talking where they're going to be playing at. I mean, you know,
it's true.
You start off the season with a distraction there. But the Chiefs, though, Andy Reid.
They're going to win the division.
Andy Reid, you cannot count him out. You can say the Chiefs, if the Chiefs without Andy Reid, we wouldn't even be talking about him.
Right, you're absolutely right.
But Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
He's not going to win a playoff game, but he's going to the playoffs.
He's
going to the playoffs.
Playoff game last year. He beat Houston 30-0. They beat the Texans.
They have 9 quarterbacks to play in that game.
Well, yeah, true. But they get a healthy Jamal Charles back.
Healthy Jamal Charles back.
Mr. Johnson on defense.
Yep.
I mean, you can't count this team out. I think they're going to represent. So we picked Arizona to win the NFC West. So who are you going with in the AFC West?
I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going to go with Kansas City. I just can't. That quarterback situation in Denver, I believe defenses win championship.
You're not going to give David Carr a chance? Or are you? It's a little bit too soon for the Raiders.
No, no, no. They're going to be in the mix. I give them
a nice running back. No, Martavius.
Now, Denver won't make the playoffs.
You don't think Denver's going to make the playoffs?
No. No.
All right.
Denver won't make the playoffs.
You really do want to be drug tested, do
Denver
you?
Will not make the playoffs this year.
The Denver Broncos with that defense.
Yeah.
That defense, regardless of what Simeon does on offense.
Yeah.
You know they got Demaryius Thomas, right? You know, they got some players that know something about winning.
Yeah.
You know they're wearing Super Bowl rings, too, right?
Yeah. From last year.
So you think they're going to go from
first
to worst?
Yeah, I do.
All right, folks. Okay. I know. I think it's a good time to take a break. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our final segment here. You're listening to the Sports Kings right here. Mean Gene Hot Rod on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, it's the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio, our final segment here. Mean Gene, Hot Rod, getting you ready for the 2016 NFL season. Rod, let's go ahead and jump into the AFC North. You got your Steelers, Bengals, the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. Cannot have the honors of just saying Steeler Nation, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm just not saying this. On offense, the Steelers would probably outscore everybody.
Okay.
On defense, they would probably stop nobody.
Okay.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Right. I mean, I think last year they ranked 21st defense. I think they probably had the number one or two, three offense. But something's going to have to give with the Steelers on defense. And but I do think they can outscore people with the weapons that they have.
I think so too, Mean Gene. And just like you said, it's going to be one of those where Pittsburgh is just going to have to outscore their opponent. I still think they will win this division very close with Cincinnati. We know some of the issues that you see going on with Baltimore. I don't see Baltimore, you know, that defense. You still look at Baltimore thinking you're going to see Ray Lewis in that dominant defense. You don't see it anymore.
5-11 last year, but they had a lot of injuries.
They had a lot of injuries, but I don't see Justin Forsett coming back, taking that run game by control. Losing Benjamin, the tight end, with his ACL first play of the game. You know, prayers up for him and his family. That's a great guy, and I hated to see that. But I don't see them making a move. Cleveland, I do see them making a move. They just won't be in last place. If they are, they will be in last place with the.
Speaking of making a move, Cleveland is talking about shopping Josh Gordon, and pray tell why. Would you?
Well, hey.
I mean, you're trying to make a statement, man, that's a heck of a statement to make. Because anybody would trade anything to get this kid. The Bengals, you're probably looking at Steelers and the Bengals in the AFC North.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the NFC North. You got the Bears, Lions, Packers, and Vikings. And let's just start with the Vikings. My prayers are out for Teddy Bridgewater. We spoke with him at Super Bowl 49.
Super Bowl, and he was a great guy, a nice, humble guy. And
cool
just,
guy.
I mean, just even if he was a bad guy, you would hate to see that type of injury. I mean, I read somewhere on Thursday that they were saying that they thought he may lose his leg. That's how bad it was. All he was doing was
the practice, all he was doing was
dropping back. He dropped back in a normal non-contact, and his leg just
simple,
gave out.
Simple
just
stuff.
Dislocated his knee, tore up all his ligaments. A 12-month injury.
What did I say?
Recovery for the injury.
Well, we were in Phoenix a couple years ago for Super Bowl 49, and we saw Teddy Bridgewater. Didn't he look like a 16-year-old kid?
Doesn't matter. What he looked like.
Well, I mean, he was just so small and fragile.
I'm just saying, that injury was just a freak injury, man. It just, you know, hopefully it doesn't end his career. We pray it doesn't. We want to see him back on that field.
And a good Minnesota team that had some expectations.
But here's the deal. I honestly believe Sean Hill, you're looking at a
15-year veteran.
10-year veteran.
He's been in the league 15 years.
And you're looking at the 36-year-old. He's only 16 and 18, so he's not bruised and battered.
True.
It's not going to be a Tony Romo effect. I guarantee you Minnesota would still make some noise with him. He's much more mature, and I think he can make those good experience decisions.
I like their coach. Mike Zimmer said, you can count us out if you want to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
at 31 years old, AP is still one of the best running backs in the league. So
even having said that, Packers, if they get – we just talked about Minnesota.
Don't count out the Detroit Lions.
Well, I'm counting them out. I'm going with the Packers. I'm going with the I still give the Vikings their props there. Uh-huh. And I don't know what Chicago's going to do. But I'm going to go with the Packers to win that division. How about the AFC South? Got the Texans, Colts, Jaguars, and Titans.
Remember this name, Mean Gene. Jim Bob Cooter.
Who?
Jim Bob Cooter. When he became offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions last year, all their offensive numbers went sky high. They were ranked in the top three of every statistical.
Cooter.
Yeah. And every offensive category.
Statistical is what you trying to say.
That's what I said, Gene.
Yeah, I know you said it.
But they were ranked, they were ranked in the top three in every category on the offense last year. Remember, Jim Bob Cooter and the Detroit Lions. Trust me.
Okay. You ever heard that old saying, Drunken and Cooter Brown? Okay. So, all right. So, hey,
Texans.
Colts, hey, Andrew Luck is back. Okay.
Andrew Luck is back.
He's running around doing commercials asking people, do they need a little luck or something like that. So I tell you what, the Texans. I've seen Brock Osweiler stand over an offensive line and look way down the field.
And the offensive weapons they gave him with Braxton Miller and Will Fuller, you already had, to me, the best receiver in the league last year. Their receiver from last year. So
Hopkins.
Yeah. I don't see, I mean, he led them. He was the number one target every game.
Yeah,
and he still led the league almost in receiving.
Still, no matter what you put on him.
I like what Houston is doing.
I got the Texans winning that division.
Do you?
I do.
Guess who I got second?
Who?
My team crush.
Who?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville had the best draft in the draft.
I don't think they're ready just yet. They're going to turn it around.
Lastly, the NFC East got Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. This is a toss-up. Dallas will probably go 9-7, I had said, maybe 10-6 now since Minnesota. They played Minnesota the last game of the season. Mm-hmm. Give them 10-6, but you can still win this division 9-7.
Still win this division 9-7. I like what the New York Giants did. Why? Eli will be playing up against a okay Philadelphia defense, a okay Washington defense, a bad Dallas Cowboy defense. Look for Eli to put up great numbers this year.
Wow.
So if you hadn't had your fantasy draft, look at Eli to put up great numbers. I'm going with the New York Giants to win this division.
Okay, Giants win the division. So who represents the NFC in Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Texas?
Wow, Mean Gene.
All right,
I'm gonna go. Last year I picked the Atlanta Falcons. I'm gonna go Carolina.
Okay. Carolina. All right. So I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers. So in the AFC, who you got there?
Pittsburgh
Steelers. Mm-hmm. You think Pittsburgh will represent the AFC?
I think they're going to be challenged by the Houston Texans. But
I will agree with you. I'm going to go with the Steelers also, and that just kind of brings me to a rematch of the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl, which could happen in Houston, Texas, February 5th, 2017.
Okay.
And, I can't believe we got it done. Hey, folks, hope you enjoyed this first show. It gets better. Trust me. Hang in there, folks. All right. Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, SB Nation Radio.